Είστε παρέα με το SBS Ελληνικά. Βρείτε περισσότερες ενδιαφέρουσες ιστορίες στο sbs.com.au/greek.
Ross, Spiro, thank you very much for accepting SBS Greek invitation to be with us today and to talk about this project for the Midsummer Festival.
Bueno, you're welcome. It's been a little bit of time, so nice to be chatting to you again.
We've been through a lot in the last 3 years, especially COVID and everything. And how does the perspective of the people's bodies changes after this one in a 100-year event, like it was the pandemic? Are you having something different this time, Ross?
What I had to deal with once we came out of, you know, the COVID lockdowns is because we were in lockdown for so long, so many people just sat at home 24 hours a day, and so many people put on weight, as we all have. So getting back into photographing men again was a little bit sort of challenging in terms of, you know, encouraging people to do the shoots, you know, as they were. But so many, you know, had that, you know, needed to get back into shape. So many needed, you know, to get back into the gym in order to feel more comfortable within themselves once again. My own photography, you know, has mainly been about showcasing, you know, the human body, the human, you know, shape, and more than anything, you know, showcasing the male, you know, shape, the male body and so on, and trying to photograph it in ways that I can see, not just I actually, but people who see my photography, they see the human body as, you know, as an artistic object, which is how I see the actual, you know, human, you know, shape in general. You know, I'm not really about photographing, you know, or showcasing people's private parts, but I'm more about the overall shape and how, you know, the human body, you know, fits into a certain, you know, environment. Whether it be, you know, inside a building or whether it be, you know, outside in nature. And it's all about just how, you know, we, the human, you know, the humans fit into such environment.
How the naked male photograph can assist to the purpose of the gay movement? Has it played its role throughout the years, in your opinion? Has it helped for people and the society to be more comfortable about the queer people?
In Australia in general, it's a very small community, you know, the population, which is what, about 26, 27 million, something like that. I remember the first time we went to, or we had the exhibition in Ballarat for the Ballarat Biennale. Four photographers involved, you know, showcasing, you know, both male and female nudes. And what really amazed me was that it was the older generation who came or who went to see the exhibition. And it was the older generation that actually showed their appreciation for showing the human body the way that we did show it. And that was really amazing because we were expecting the younger generation to be there, you know, to see it, because we thought, you know, it would be the younger generation with a more open mind, you know, towards nudity, but it was the opposite. It was the older generation who went to see the exhibition. So I think, you know, I mean, a lot of people still see, you know, art nude photography as pornography. They still have this idea that a photo of, you know, of a naked person, you know, is pornographic when it's not. You know, we are born naked. You know, things change as we grow up, attitudes and so on. But I believe that, you know, certain photographers within Australia are doing their part, perhaps not even knowing, you know, in actually opening people's minds. And this exhibition is exactly just that, where, you know, the photographers themselves, I don't want to say older, but I would say photographers who were around, you know, back in the 80s, you know, and still shooting after all this time. It's not often that you see such exhibitions where the human body and the male body is showcased the way that this exhibition, you know, is actually showcasing.
You mentioned at the beginning the fact that we are out from the COVID times and the lockdowns, and many of us, we are a little bit more chubbier than before, and it was quite and it was quite a challenge for you because you were obviously wanted to have like a almost nearly perfectly formed bodies. But we're dealing also today, apart from the homophobia, but the fat phobia, and comes usually from photos and images. Have you ever thought about that? Or have you ever thought of photographing people that are a little bit more like chumpier than usually?
I am glad that you actually asked this question. This is a question that I often actually get asked, you know, in private messages. It's something that is actually in people's minds, you know, as well, is that they often see these, you know, chiseled, you know, men in these photographs. And my own personal experience is I photograph men who are comfortable being in front of me, you know, being in front of my camera, you know, and so on. I personally, you know, don't have a problem with, you know, photographing someone who's a little bit heavier than someone else. If they are comfortable in front of my camera, if that is, you know, if they have, you know, something to show, if they have something that, you know, they need to just tell the world, if they have a story to tell, I definitely, you know, would do the shoot with them. But my own personal experience, it's mostly guys who have, you know, a lean physique who actually are comfortable being in front of the camera. Someone who does carry a little bit more weight, you know, than others, they tend to be a little bit more conscious, you know, of their weight. But, you know, as I said, if they come to me and, you know, and we meet and we chat and I feel that, yes, definitely there is something there. There is something that I can, you know, showcase about themselves. I would do the shoot. And I have photographed, you know, guys who are not, you know, chiseled as such. And I will mention one of the guys that I have photographed, and I will mention his name, Richard. Richard is 66, I think, now. And hopefully he's okay with me giving his age. But Richard is not, you know, chiseled as such. He doesn't have the abs and, you know, and the shoulders and the, you know, and so on. But he's someone that I've been photographing for about 8-9 years now. And we've done about 8 shoots now, something like that. But because he's someone that I, you know, that I know, someone that I'm comfortable with, he's someone who is certainly, you know, very comfortable with me. And we do meet usually about once a year or so, and we, you know, we do something. So it's not necessarily about what they look like. It's more about, you know, the ones that are comfortable being in front of the camera. And for some, it can be a little bit challenging, and especially, you know, with a total stranger, even though I meet everyone that I photograph in advance, because I believe in giving them the chance to get to know who the photographer is. But, you know, on the day of the shoot, it can be a little bit intimidating.
Absolutely.
You know, but as I said, if someone comes to me and, you know, who is a little bit heavier than others, and I feel, you know, yes, definitely there is something there, I would do the shoot, most definitely. And there have been photographers over the years who have actually photographed, you know, overweight men or heavier men on purpose to showcase that they are not much different to the ones who, you know, have abs and shoulders and, you know, and so on and so on.
Yeah, of course, of course. So this project of Midsummer Festival starts from the 25th of January, the exhibition, and lasts until the 12th of February. Is that correct?
No, it goes till the 12th of March.
Is it 12th of March? So
yes, so almost 2 months.
Where is taking place, Ross?
It's taking place at the XYZ Photo Gallery in Docklands, at the very end of Burke Street, which is just near Docklands there. And it is by appointment only. People actually need to message Gary, and it's a small space. So he needs to make sure that, you know, not too many people turn up, otherwise they would just be, you know, literally on top of each other. You need to get in touch with Gary and actually make an appointment. XYZ, you know, Photo Gallery is on Instagram, and there's also the website itself where people can get more information how to get it. There's actually 6 photographers involved. So it's Rod Spack, Scott Davis, myself, Ross Spiru, Brenton Perry, Travis DeJong or Jong, and Eureka O'Hanlon.
Congratulations, and I'm looking forward to see your images and the other artists' images. Ross, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Banos. Anytime.
Θέλετε να ακούσετε περισσότερες ιστορίες σαν και αυτήν? Ακούστε στο Apple Podcast, στο Google Podcast, στο Spotify ή οπουδήποτε ακούτε podcast.